Continuation from last week's lesson and from the book of James.
Esta es una continuación del mensaje de la semana pasada en el libro de Santiago.
What's amazing is that y'all came back to listen the second time.
Lo que es maravilloso es que regresaron para escuchar la segunda parte.
Yes, the butterflies are here again. So let's turn to the book of James, and we're going to start off, and we're going to finish what we didn't finish last week. It's only one slide.
Vamos a la siguiente parte que no terminamos la semana pasada. Es nada más una parte en el libro de Santiago.
All right, but before we start, let's bow for a word of prayer.
Vamos a orar.
We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this awesome day you blessed us with. We thank you that we can come before your throne, Father God, and Lord, in humbleness, and Lord, that we want to serve you, we will listen to you, be a doer of the word as well before your presence. So, Lord, we just ask that we may have listening ears, and Lord, that we a heart that's willing to allow your Holy Spirit to teach us what your word tells us to. We just give this time to you. We ask that you speak through us, Father, the English language, but also through the Spanish as well. We pray that your word may go forth all the things that it started to do. And Lord, all for your glory, for your name's sake, this we ask in Jesus' name. All righty, let's start with the last week we talked about the book of James. And we said that James is the half-brother of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we said that that this epistle was written to the scattered Jewish Christians that were outside of Jerusalem as they fled persecution.
Vamos a hablar aquí en el libro de Santiago como platicamos la semana pasada de Santiago, que era el medio hermano de cómo estaba predicando a hermanos esparcidos, primeros cristianos.
Here in James chapter 1 verse 20 verse 16, that's where we'll start, and we'll start with verse 16. It says, "Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of a kind of first fruits of..."
Aquí en el verso 16, estar ahí, dice, "Amados, no erréis, toda buena..."
So here in verse 16, what it says, that do not be deceived. It's talking about believers blaming God. Don't blame God, because he is not the author of sin. God is holy, the perfection of glory and of his name. The Lord God is holy.
Aquí nos dice, no erréis. No erréis quiere decir, no culpa. Él no es el autor pecado. Dios es santo, santo Señor, todo poder.
In verse 17 it says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above.
17.
These spiritual gifts are given along with Christ, because Christ came from the Father to us. Spiritual blessings in him and of him. Spiritual gifts are better than this present world. The perfect gift is his righteousness, the remission of sin, our adoption, regeneration, and eternal life. It's from heaven where God dwells.
Dones espirituales, mejor, el regalo es de...
The second half of verse 17 says, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. The Father of light is described as the author of lights, the sun, the moon, the stars, the angels, and even men. Spiritual light, the light of grace in believers, the eternal light, the light of glory.
Padre de la luz, de la...
Verse 18 says, of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of teachers. He brought us forth means a regeneration, a reborn, or to be born again. And the word of truth, of his truth of the gospel, and the first fruits is converted to him before others, the redeemed from among men, the first to God and to the Lamb. Okay, we go to the next slide. This is actually the beginning of our message for today. James chapter 1, verses 19 to 27. Quick to listen, slow to
pronto.
So this is written to believers, to Christians. A lot of times we find ourselves in the midst of an argument or a debate, and something goes out of hand.
Hermano.
Verse 19 says, so then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does produce the righteousness of God. So when we're slow to speak, we're not just talking about anything we want. We're just not chit-chatting idle words, because it becomes unprofitable talk. filthy or corrupt communication, but what we need is wholesome advice, good instruction, above all, the Word of God. The first is jotted down here in verse 19 says, swift to hear, and that's talking about to listen is worth double the talk. Think before you speak. And when it talks about slow to wrath, it's slow to wrath. And let me go back and address the hearing part first. When admonishing and forgiven, sin exposed and vice corrected, distinguishing doctrine, grace is peace. In verse 20 it says, for the wrath of man does produce the righteous of God. So in verse 20 it's talking about engaging a person is to do what is right and what is acceptable in the sight of God. And that puts them up in doing, when we don't follow this, do what is right, then we put ourselves in doing what is evil. 1 Timothy 2:8 says, therefore I want the men everywhere to pray, lifting up holy hands without disputing. Ephesians 4:26 says, be in not, do not let this go down on your wrath. Next slide, please. So here's a question you need to answer for yourselves. If you're taking notes, please jot this down. This is your homework. How can being quick to listen, slow to speak, help us be slow to become angry? Next slide, please. Here's another question. When you have experienced the truth that man's anger does not bring about the righteousness, that God desired. Next slide, please. In verse 21, it talks about the implanted word in us. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness and receive with meekness, able to save your souls. So our question is, what do we lay aside? All manner of filthiness, both flesh and spirit, all pride, vanity, malice, and evil speaking under hearing the word. Our filthiness and overflow of wickedness brings no profit or advantage, and it rises from an evil heart where wrath prevails and governs. So verse 21 is talking about, this is after you hear the word. The sinners who haven't heard the word, they care less what they say or what they do. But it's who hear the word, those of you saved, who hear God's word, this applies to you. 1 Peter 1:25 says, therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy of every kind. Jeremiah 4:4 says, circumcise yourselves to the Lord, circumcise your hearts. The second part of verse 21 says, and receive wrath, receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your soul. The engrafted word happens when we receive it, when it is put into the heart by the Spirit of God. 2 Timothy 3:15 says, and from infants you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ. Next slide, please. Here's a picture of a man plucking weeds from his garden. James tells us that God's word was planted in us. What weeds can choke that word, keep it from growing? Next slide, please. And talks about that. We're talking about the man in the mirror. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Romans 2:13 says, for it is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it is those who obey the law will be declared righteous. Not hearers only, but should be heard swiftly and readily, and receive with meekness, and it should be put into practice.
No oído char calmada lección.
So verse 23 says, for if any man is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and forgets what kind of man he was. So whichever side of the mirror you look into, one is a close-up, and is a magnified. Thank you. One side is magnified. You can look at yourself. You look like as soon as you the next. In verse 23, it talks about the natural face, the face you were born with, which is true, genuine. It's your native face, meaning that that's all natural. You were born when you were a baby. You were born with a face that is, I don't know, cute, chubby, and whatever you look like when you were a baby. So as you're passing the mirror, taking a good look at yourself and then pass it along, when you look at your face, it's not a counterfeit. That face only belongs to you. As you age, things start to happen to your face. You start looking old. You start getting wrinkles. You start getting spots on your face. You're not the same. And you forget what you look like. That's how it is with us believers. We hear the word of God. We hear it. But as soon as we're done with church, we forget about it. Once we walk out the door, we forget what we heard.
Venimos, palabra, vida, que lo...
Verse 24, he makes a slight glimpse of himself and he departs. He forgets either his spots, his blemishes, and his imperfection, or his kindness and beauty, the feature of his face. So is a man who hears the word in his way and thinks of it no more.
Sí, ese...
Next slide, please. Why is there a tendency for Christians to listen to and yet not follow God's? How can you avoid this tendency? Next slide, please. Verse 25 says, "But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, not a forgetful hearer, a doer of the work, this one blessed he does." The perfect law of liberty is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not the moral law, but the truth of the gospel. God made man of his own will, and the engrafted word which is able to save, and of which men should be doers as well as hearers. The gospel is called a law for its declaration of righteousness and salvation by Christ, a publication of peace and pardon by him, and a free promise of eternal life. The last portion of that verse says, "This one will be blessed in what he does." In other translations, it says, "continues in it." It is established in faith, stands fast in it, and abides by it. Not a forgetful hearer, implores the divine spirit to his remembrancer, and brings to mind with fresh power and light that he has heard. A doer of the work of faith, the labor of love, patience of hope, and the glory of God. Next slide, please. Here we see Psalms 1, verses 1 through 3. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his light is the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruits in season, and its leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers. Verse 22 in the next slide says, "If anyone among you thinks he is religious and not bridle his tongue, this one's useless. Pure and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world." Verse 26, to be religious is by his preaching or praying or other external duties religion as constant observance of it. The middle of that verse says, "and does not bridle his tongue." Psalms 39:1 says, "I said, I will watch my tongue sin. I will put a muzzle on the presence of the wicked." His religion is vain, useless, and unprofitable himself and to others. By his evil tongue, it brings scandal in the ways of God and the doctrine of Christ. And verse 27 talks about pure and defiled religion. Pure religion is sincere and genuine, free from adulteration, hypocrisy. Before God and the Father, the sight of God, the Father of Christ, and all his God is the searcher of hearts. It also mentions to visit orphans and widows in their trouble. So the orphans and widows in their trouble means in their affliction. To see them, meaning to visit them, speak comforting words, supply their wants as God has given the ability to do, to show love as God has shown his love to us, for us and in us, unspotted by the world. And then the last part of it, to keep oneself unspotted from the world, it teaches to separate from the rest of the world, deny ungodly and worldly lust, to live soberly, righteous and godly. 1 John 2:16 says, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, it is not of the Father, it is of the world." Next slide, please. According to verses 6 and 7, how do people who think they are religious differ from those who are 16 and 17? How do people who think they are religious differ from those who are truly believers? Let's say, according to verses 26, 27, if you're taking. So that's a question before you. And the last slide. So here's the bottom line, folks. Ask God to help you become a better listener and a doer of the word. Can you
Vamos a cerrar a orar juntos. Gracias, Padre mío, te damos por este día que nos das. Gracias por tu amor infinito, Señor, por siempre ser con nosotros. Gracias por tu palabra, Señor. Permítenos ponerle nuestra mente, en nuestro corazón, Señor. Ponérsela a alguien más que esté allá afuera, que esté necesitado, a nuestra misma gente, nuestra familia, y que ellos la pongan en práctica también, Señor. Gracias por cada uno de nuestros hermanos aquí presentes. Bendícelos, Señor, y que en todo, Padre mío, tu nombre sea bendecido y glorificado, Señor. Otra vez, bendice tu gente, bendice tu pueblo, bendito seas tú. Todo lo ponemos ante tus pies. Te damos gracias en el bendito nombre de tu Hijo amado, Cristo Jesús. Amén.